The twins, the night and the day, created us humans. See, the sun is like the creator in a way of making life. The light of the sun is the hands and arms of the creator, and he's balanced by his brother, the night. And our spirits have three parts because when the twins finished making humans and animals, they put them in a fire and cooked them. And then when they finished cooking them, they opened their mouths and blew in there three times. That's what made their eyes blink and their arms move, and they had life. And so when we are born, each one of us has three spirits, or souls. It's like sweet grass. When you take three parts and braid them, they become one. And so when we are born, three different sources of energy make us the one person that we are. And then when we die, that braid comes unraveled, and each one has to go back to its origin. And one of them goes back to the other world far above us, the place in the sky where that old grandmother came from, because she used the twins to make humans. And one part of our spirit came from that skyward direction. So one part of us goes back there. And the second part came from the energy power of this planet below us, from our Mother Earth, from where the twins, the night and day, were born. It's like taking coals from a big fire and moving them to make a new fire. That power came from that first fire, and when it's done, that's where it's going back. And then the third part, that's the material soul. That's the one that's from the dirt, the body of our Mother Earth. So it goes back there. So there's three parts of our spirit that go back at death. Two to the earth and one to the sky. And because we live here, our main home is here, and most of our life is here, there's two that go back here and one up there. That's why whenever Haudenosaunee people pray at the sunrise or tobacco burning, they always take three big breaths of air and holler three times to show the Creator and Mother Earth that we never forgot how we got here and why we're here. To show that we still know that nothing ever derailed us since the beginning of time. Nothing ever made us forget that original truth. And that's why when you see the Senecas or Mohawks or Cayugas burn tobacco, you always hear them holler real loud three times first, proclaiming their humbleness, that it is you that give us this life and the privilege to be here. Recognizing those three parts, then they pray.